Archers for the week 28th of March to 2nd of April 2004.
Lillian's feeling sociable.
Oh, say yes, Pat. I never see the pair of you, not properly. Sunday. Even Tony doesn't work all day on a Sunday.
All right. Thank you. What time do you want us?
12:30. That gives me 2 hours to throw something together.
1 hour?
No, it's 10:30.
The clocks went forward last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, drat.
We could come a bit later.
No, it's all right. Matt will give me a hand.
Oh.
I thought it'd be nice to invite him, poor love. Yvette's left him on his own. These are men who don't know what to do with themselves.
No.
There'll be a chance for you and Tony to see the social side of
but...
him. He's really very sweet.
Well, if you say so.
But you better let me go or you'll end up with fresh air for lunch. And you get plenty of that at home. Oh, doodle-a.
Bye.
Who was that?
Lillian.
What do you want?
Us for lunch.
What, today?
Afraid so.
Oh, no. Didn't you try and put her off?
I can't go on doing that, Tony. She's asked us a few times now. It's embarrassing. And it's not as if we've got anything planned.
Well, what about Tom?
He's out with Kirsty.
I fancied a couple of hours off.
You will have.
Well, I'm not getting changed.
No, I get the impression she wants us scrubbed up.
Why? She's family, for heaven's sake.
There's going to be another guest.
Who?
Think of your worst nightmare.
Oh, not Mandy Beesborough. Mum says she's palled up with Lillian again.
No. Think. What's her worst-kept secret?
Her facelift?
Matt Crawford.
Oh, holy moly.
Oi, love. I'm back.
So I see.
Adam reckons I won't need me for lemon after this week. Here. You'll never guess who I saw at Home Farm first thing. Bold as you like. That Ian. The chef bloke, you know.
So what?
So, well, very pally with Adam he was. Well, I'm guessing they're Ambridge's newest couple. Know what I mean?
Can't you mind your own business?
Must be handy going out with a chef. If he was a woman, like.
Oh!
Blimey. You went down to Australia the way you're throwing that fork in.
It makes me feel better.
That's Dad's end of the veg pack.
Oh, so?
Nothing.
Oh, it's either this bed or Joe's way I'm feeling.
Oh, you ain't still in a strop. How long's this going on?
Oh, you've got a nerve, Eddie. Oh, we've been through the courts twice with her Edward in the last 3 years. What if they prosecute you?
They won't.
I don't know, so I could face it, Eddie.
Okay. So the meat was technically illegal. Well, there weren't nothing wrong with it.
As soon as I saw it in our fridge, I knew it'd end in tears.
It hasn't.
But it will, it always does.
Not this time. I ain't got nothing to hide.
And that's why you were selling it cloak and dagger out the back of the van, is it?
I weren't to know I was being watched.
Oh, you're a fool. Car boots, they're crawling with trading standards and environmental health, all of them.
It's underhand.
Oh, give me strength.
Go on, I'm not putting up with another day of this. I'd sooner go and work on the pole barn and get nagged to death.
Good, because I'm sick of the sight of you.
I'll drag Edward out of bed, he can give me a hand.
He's a bridge farm.
I'll go on my own then, get a bit of peace.
What about your dinner?
Well, I'll eat down the pub.
Well, while you're there, you better think what you're going to tell Environmental Health Wednesday.
So much for the Entente Cordiale, then.
What?
The rugby last night.
Ah, I only caught the second half.
Well, you picked the right one.
Yeah, so I gather.
Another 5 minutes, I reckon we'd have had them.
Hmm.
Nice crab patty.
Yeah, I just grabbed whatever I could from Underwood's food hall once I'd heard the call.
You're so obedient.
I am well trained.
Oh, silly me, I left it too late to cook.
Never you mind my pussycat.
I think I'll have a bit more.
We've upped our acreage of Dutch cabbage this year.
You what?
Dutch cabbage. It's very popular.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, the good life, eh? How many years are you going to keep that up, Tony, farming in the mud and the wet?
It's our livelihood.
But you must find it exhausting, though, Pat.
It is hard work.
Not something you'd know much about.
Well, it does to the face and the hands. I have to say, it doesn't do the veins any favours, does it?
Thank you.
We do all right. And Tom's sausages are on the up. We'll have the last laugh, you'll see.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps I'd better put your reins up.
Oh, Matt!
Joking, sweetheart, joking.
How's your wife these days?
Tony.
Yvonne?
Yvette.
Oh.
Yeah, she's fine, thanks. As a matter of fact, she's off to Montreal for 3 months tomorrow to visit her mother.
Are we ready for the partridge?
And is that lovely daughter of yours still going out with Greg Turner?
Well, you know she is Tiger. I told you this morning.
Been causing us a few headaches, that bloke. She must have a blind spot.
It's up to her. I don't interfere in their relationship.
Well, that's not what Jenny told me. She said she can't stand
it. Look, can we drop this, please? Helen's private life's her own affair.
Must be a Lady Chatterley thing, eh, Lillian?
Oh, really?
Excuse me.
Oh, darling, do you need the little boys' room?
Yes.
Oh, it's first on the left.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you the full tour after lunch.
You mean they haven't seen it? I'm amazed.
Well, not upstairs.
Oh, you were in for a treat. I spared no expense.
How's James doing these days?
Oh, he's a darling boy. Do you know he's 31 on Tuesday?
Really?
I know. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
I'm driving down to London to have lunch with him and Henrietta.
Oh, nice.
You know Tony's his godfather?
Oh, right.
They've rather lost touch, I'm afraid.
Well, they're worlds apart. He's doing ever so well in the city. In fact, he's thinking of going into property. He doesn't know what else to do with his bonus this year.
Yeah, great idea. It's done me no harm. Yep. Grange spinning will give me a very happy retirement, me and the rest of the ball. It's all sold now.
Yes, I know. It's brought a lot more traffic through the village.
It's called progress, Pat.
Is it?
Well, I thank God for it every day.
Why?
Well, the access strip to the estate. I owned it. Matt had to negotiate with me, and he was very persuasive. Came over to Guernsey, especially.
Lovely spot.
You know there are young people born in this village who can't afford to stay in it.
Ah, now, come on, be fair. I did offer some at low cost.
A low cost to you, maybe, but...
Oh, Tony, you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Oh, Matt, sweetie, will you clear the plates?
Of course. What did I tell you, Tony? Well trained.
Ah, who's that? Hello? Oh, hello, Tom.
Tom?
Yes, hold on. It's Tom for one of you.
What's he want?
I'll take it. Hi, Tom.
What? Oh, I see. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. Well, we'd better come at once, then. Will do. Bye.
Is there a problem?
I'm really sorry.
What is it, love?
There's been a bit of a crisis at the farm. One of the cows. Tom needs a hand.
What, straight away?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, dear. Can I come and help?
Well, don't you dare desert me, Tiger. You know how I hate Sunday afternoons.
Oh, well, can't say I didn't offer.
There's tea in the pot.
Oh, dear.
You manage all right on your own?
Yeah. Most of the roofing sheets are on now. What's that?
My Easter bonnet. Oh,
with all your frills upon it.
You don't think it's too fussy?
No. Here, put it on.
Eh? All right.
You look like Bo Peep.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. Well, it ain't finished yet. Thought I'd get some artificial flowers for it.
That'll look nice.
Silk ones, or maybe make some paper ones myself.
They got them silk ones down the garden centre on the bypass.
Oh, yeah.
We could go if you like.
What now?
Why not?
Look, it ain't going to work, soft soap in me.
It won't.
It's against the law to sell meat that ain't been through the abattoir. End of story.
It was good and fresh. Oh. I didn't have no complaints. It's not like it was condemned meat. I wouldn't touch that with a barge pole. I'm hurt you ever thought I would.
It ain't me you've got to answer to.
God. That was hairy when he offered to come and help.
He was bluffing.
Yeah, well, so was I. But I was desperate to get out of there. Criticising Helen like that and threatening to put our rent up. The cheek of the man.
It's the power with him.
Yeah, well, they deserve each other. And since when has Lillian called the loo the little boy's room?
Well, that's his influence. Dreadful little man.
He is dreadful, isn't he?
Let's have some more of this.
Mm, yes, we deserve it.
And how dare she go on about my weather-beaten complexion?
Yeah, that was a bit...
Oh, she can talk. She looks like a Siamese cat in a wind tunnel.
You can never top her, that's a problem. She always has to go one better.
Yeah, it's maddening.
You know, I'd love to get my own back on her. Just once.
Me too. Aren't we childish?
Yeah, but that's how I feel about her. Like I want to put a whoopee cushion under her seat.
Well, it's April Fool's Day Thursday. Maybe we should.
Is it?
That'd be the day to wreak revenge.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? But how?
I don't know. Put sugar in her petrol tank?
Oh, that's criminal damage.
Oh, so what?
Naughty, naughty. No, it needs to be something subtle. Something she'd want to believe.
Yeah.
What's her weakness? Her blind spot?
Oh, that's easy. Her vanity. She'd buy into anything to enhance her looks.
Right, that's it then. We'll devise a bogus beauty product.
Oh, yes.
One that she'll search the whole of Borsetshire for and never find.
What should we do?
We send her a letter.
specially targeted. Our market research tells us you'd be interested in this wonderful new product.
Yes, especially beneficial for the woman who cares about her appearance.
Yeah, great. Yeah, but what is it?
Oh, I don't know, a facelift in a bottle?
Yeah, she's already had a facelift.
Well, we'll call it a temporary panacea to prevent drooping post-facelift.
But without the pain of an injection.
Brilliant.
It'll have to have all organic ingredients.
Oh, naturally. Rare extracts of flower essences found exclusively in the Brazilian rainforest.
Oh, yeah.
Marine lipids from the Amazon mussel beds.
Used by indigenous peoples to defy the effects of aging.
We could make up some endorsement by the Hollywood glitterati.
Oh, that'd make her buy it, all right.
What should we call it?
Yeah, good point.
Needs to be something natural sounding.
Yes, I wonder...
What?
A play on words. Hand me that pen.
Tony's face when I offered to go and help.
You are naughty.
Crisis, what crisis? It was as clear as day he'd got Tom to ring.
You know, I worry about their social skills, those two. Can't even manage a simple occasion like lunch. It was marvellous seeing you today.
I know.
In fact, I've been counting up how many Sundays there are in 3 months.
And I will be with you for every one of them, my pussycat, as soon as her plane leaves the tarmac tomorrow night.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
Oh, by the way, George came round earlier asking for your number.
George Barford?
Yeah, he wants to take a look at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Why?
Well, he and Chris feel they can't go on imposing on Shuda and Alistair, so they're looking for somewhere to rent.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I was a bit worried about getting tenants for Honeysuckle, you know, with the charred wreck across the green.
Well, it's ghastly, isn't it?
Look, I've got a window first thing tomorrow. Why don't you give me the number for the stables?
Neil and Susan take the plunge.
Morning, Susan.
What a shame.
Oh, doing a spot of weeding?
Yeah, just tidying up the path.
Yes, better pull than when you see them. There's some ground still behind your left foot.
Oh, thanks.
Looks a sight, doesn't it?
What?
Over there, the ruins of the police house. Oh. It was nothing short of heroic what you did. Giving up your own brother to justice. I'm not the only one who thinks it in the village.
So I believe.
And seeing it every time you step out of your front door, a daily reminder of the courageous moral choice you made.
I didn't have a choice, and I'd rather not talk about it, please.
Oh, I understand. It must be so painful. Oh, look. Matt Crawford and George. They're going to Tim and Giovanni's old place. Wave. Hello! Oh. Well, I wonder what's going on there.
I don't think it's any of our business.
Of course, it's desperate for Chris and George. Mm. Losing everything at their time of life. How can they bear it?
Oh, that's Neil.
I mean, where do you begin to pick up the pieces?
Susan, can you help me with something?
Hold on. Look, you'll have to excuse me, Linda.
Oh, yes. Well, I must be on my way anyway. Reception calls. Bye.
That woman...
I could see you needed rescuing. Oh, looks better out here.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get it done before work. It'll help create a good impression for the estate agents.
Shame you won't be here when they come.
Well, I'll meet you at the plot later and you can tell me all about it.
Oh, all right.
Now, look, I've passed the vac round. I hope we're not tempting fate with planning permission not in the bag yet.
Yeah, can't hurt getting a couple of valuations. We're not committing ourselves.
No. I've just seen Matt Crawford going to Honeysuckle Cottage with George.
Yeah? Well, I suppose they're thinking of renting it off him.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, it's all right, love.
No, it's not. Linda was right. How are they going to pick up the pieces at their age? They've lost everything because of my family.
Because of Clive.
I feel so ashamed every time I see him.
None of this was your fault. You've got to look forward now.
Oh, I am trying.
At least we don't have to rely on Matt Crawford for a roof over our heads.
That's true.
Morning.
Oh, Betty.
A message from Mike. He can help you with the Good Friday cross later if you hang on for him at Willow Farm.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need to get on with it.
How are you feeling today, Susan?
Oh, quite positive, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
We've got two estate agents coming dinner time to look at the house.
Oh, have you heard from planning then?
No, we're still waiting for the final green.
Yeah, they reckon it's only a formality now.
Well, fingers crossed. So, this place will be on the market soon.
Uh-huh. Any day, we hope.
Gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I could do with knowing if Mike's on board for the building work.
Goodbye, Mr. Griffin.
Oh, sorry.
Have a nice time. It's off to play golf.
Oh.
Hey, what are you going to do with your day off?
Catch up with me washing.
Exciting?
I'll tell you what, though, later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to check out the new bistro bar menu at the George Hotel in Barchester. Do you fancy it?
Tonight?
It's the only time I've got off this week.
Oh, I'll have to check with Hayley.
It sounds as though they've done there what we're planning to do here.
Oh, might be useful then.
See, that's what I thought.
Okay. Can't think Hayley will mind.
Oh, my eyes.
Hello, Linda.
Morning.
Still watery. Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah.
It is quite fresh out there today.
Yes. One is so exposed on a bank. So, Roy, what have you got for me?
Right, well, we're expecting the plumber any time for number six.
Oh, no. That room's got a jinx on it.
Yeah, just don't put anyone in it till he's been.
Of course not.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's Mum. I'll take this through the back, Linda.
Bang. It's unusual. He doesn't encourage his family to ring him at work.
Well, I'll be off upstairs.
Oh, and Ian. What do you like with hats?
Hat?
I'm losing my way with my Easter bonnet.
Right.
I'll give you a quick peek. Oh, boy, he's not here. Brought it in specially.
Yeah. It's big.
Well, I want to make a statement. Well, I'll put it on. Give you more of an idea. There. What do you think?
I'm not really an expert.
Don't be modest. You're obviously artistic.
Well, I can maybe decorate a cake, but you know, this is quite outside my experience.
No, don't hold back.
It's very fruity.
Well, my inspiration was Carmen Miranda.
I think one less banana would do it.
Oh. Oh, well. I wanted to try something different. A symbol of abundance without resorting to the usual spring flowers.
Right. Well, are you going on for the seminal cake competition too?
Oh, yes. And I'm not expecting any favouritism as a fellow employee.
I feel quite daunted, judging it.
Well, Ian, I think it's a good sign you're being accepted in the village.
All right, Roy.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah, maybe on the brink of solving my housing problem.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, don't want to say too much, though.
Well, I'd best get on with my chores. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, Linda.
Bye. You'll never guess who I passed on the way in.
Adam. Yeah, Ian's just seen him off.
Oh. So obvious they're an item. I must ask them round for a meal.
Oh, why? Just as they're a couple. Never asked me and Hayley round. I get on all right with him. I like his approach to this place.
Yeah, they both seem confident we'll get a quick sale. People like ex-council houses.
Well, keep it nice.
Harvis and Peck said they'd put it on at 145 and Rodway's 150.
Oh, Rodway's it is, then?
Yeah. I prefer an independent anyway.
Oh, I can't believe this muddy field will be our home.
You make it sound like we're going to live in a pig ark.
You know what I mean. Oh, how are we going to survive a year in a caravan?
Well, hopefully less than that.
With all the mess of the building work.
Look, you've got to leapfrog over all that in your mind and visualise the end result. Mm. Oh, here's Roy, look.
Oh, I hope our bedroom can look out over Lakey Hill.
What's up, mate? Checking out the new empire?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mum said you'd be here. She told me you'd had the estate agents round.
Mm, that's right.
Does that mean that number one's going to go on the market?
Well, if we get the go-ahead from planning.
Only... It's a bit cheeky, but I wanted to get in quick, like, before it goes public.
Oh, I see.
And it might mean you get an early sale? Like, I know you need the cash for your self-build.
Well, yeah.
So, what's it on at?
150.
150?
Yeah.
What, that much?
Sorry.
And, well, we're working to such a tight budget, see, we really can't accept any less.
I mean, if you could raise it, though, I mean... We'd love you and Hayley to have it, wouldn't we, Neil?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Forget it. It's out of the question. Sorry I asked, really. Well, I better get back to work. Only on a break.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, see ya.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Poor Roy.
Yeah. Well, we've got to be businesslike. We can't afford sentiment.
No.
Oh, Mike's had a word, by the way. Mm. He's on board.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah, it'll be much quicker with him helping. He said he was thinking of packing in the turf in anyway.
Great.
I am sorry, love.
No, thanks for letting us know anyway.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Yeah, well, I'd best get on.
Are you in for your tea?
No, me and Ian are going out.
Ooh, does Hayley know?
Mum?
Well, you made it sound like a date.
Look, it's work. Checking out the competition. There's a new bistro opened as part of the George Hotel bar.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, and Hayley does know. I phoned her lunchtime.
I'm going to have to get used to the smell of pigs under my bedroom window.
Oh, they'll be a distance away.
Well, it'll help if we have a big garden round the house. And we've got the space, even with expanding the pigs.
Remember what Nick said? It can't look too palatial.
Yeah, but it's only the garden.
Same as with the garage. It's got to look like a working man's house, not a des res.
All right. But look, I mean, a couple of years down the line, we could extend it. I mean, it's tonight.
Susan!
Well, just look at this menu.
Why, what's wrong with it?
No imagination. I mean, potato skins.
Oh, Phoebe likes them.
No offence, but you know, that says it all.
Yeah.
I'd have better told just reheat it in the microwave. I mean, I want to do freshly cooked stuff still sizzling from the pan.
Need more staff.
It'll be worth it. I mean, when you're building up a reputation for something new, you've got to be prepared to take a risk or two.
True.
And to keep the menus changing all the time. Gives the place a buzz.
Right, so in the bar, would it all be British food?
Well, I'd headline with something British every day, but vary the rest. Moule, lamb and couscous, frittata, aubergine dips for a starter, and you know, that kind of thing.
It's more exciting than scampi in a basket.
I hope so.
Well, you've come in the nick of time, mate. I reckon the demographic of a Grey Gables punter must be 65 plus now.
I know, I mean, we've got to open it up.
You've certainly inspired Caroline.
Good.
That's why you got the job.
Do you not think the hotel dining room could do with an update?
Ah, interesting.
I mean, you know, there's not much point in changing the food if the surroundings don't work with it.
I know. I've been thinking along the same lines, funnily enough. What have you got in mind?
More light for a start. God, those curtains.
Yeah, it's dead gloomy in there.
In fact, you know, I'd redesign the whole thing from scratch.
Oh, I mean, wouldn't that be amazing?
You know, make it modern, but warm modern.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a country hotel after all. Listen, should we talk to Caroline together?
Grit, a two-pronged attack.
It'll help me prospects to suggest a radical idea like that. Oh, I hope you don't think I'm robbing it.
Just get yourself on. No, I don't need to impress her anymore. I mean, I've got the job I want now.
Oh, I wish I had.
Well, and what's that?
Well, anything that would pay me 20 grand a year more.
No.
Well, never going to get a place for me and Ailey at this rate.
Well, what was that you were saying this morning about solving your problem?
Pipe dream. Mum tipped me off about house, but it's too much.
Sorry.
But even with our combined wages, we can't get anything in Ambridge.
Ooh. I mean, why did we all put up with it? I mean, it was a real struggle paying my rent in London when I was a sous chef.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't miss it one little bit.
Well, Hayley keeps pushing for us to go to Brum. I'd hate it.
I don't belong in a city either. Look, I mean, couldn't you try for a better job?
You might have to soon. The twins she looks after, and they'll be starting school in the autumn.
Oh, right.
Childcare's pretty low down on financial food chain as well.
Well, that's because it's seen as a woman's job.
Yeah, but it's one of the most important jobs there is.
Well, you never know what's around the corner, though, Roy. I mean, she might go on to something better paid.
Yeah, and meanwhile, house prices keep rising.
It can't go on.
Oh, it will. We would like to go for a baby before Phoebe gets too old. I can't see it happening. Well, not while we're at Willow Farm.
It's difficult.
Well, we don't want to leave the village. There may come a day when we're forced out.
There's tension at the stables.
Oh, not a daft waltz, Scruffy-tied up. He can't get you.
Oh, put him inside, George. I can't stand it.
Aye, that'll be best. There. Now go on, Walt. In you go. Good lad. Good boy.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Well, they wind each other up.
What do you expect?
They're still not used to each other. Walt can't settle.
He's not the only one.
How's the headache now, though?
Oh, it's still there. I'd give anything for a good night's sleep.
Oh, no, you were tossing and turning.
I can't say anything to Shula and Alistair about that bed. It seems so ungrateful.
Aye.
I need my old one.
I woke up in the night and all, now come to think of it. I'm sure I remembered something else for the list. What was it?
That ruddy insurance list. I'm going mad with it. How are we supposed to remember everything?
Oh, Chris,
it's impossible. I'm going in to rest my back.
What, on that mattress?
No, on the floor.
Oh, Lord.
George?
No. Phil, morning.
Oh, was that Chris going inside?
Ah, she's gone for a lie down.
Oh. I was on my way to Brookfield. I thought I'd see how you both are.
Taking each day as it comes. Chris has got a bad head.
Oh, dear.
It's tension, you know. If I could just get her to unburden herself. She won't talk about the important things somehow.
Well, it's still very soon. I mean, shock takes people in different ways.
Oh, and who knows how deep the trauma's gone? I don't.
Well, it isn't 3 weeks yet.
Feels like a lifetime. And she's not sleeping.
Oh. Well, Jill's better than she was.
Ah. It's a silly thing, but the mattress here is all wrong for her.
Well, it's not silly if she can't sleep.
I'd like to get her a proper orthopaedic one like before. But we've nowhere to put it yet.
Well, I'm sure they've got room here.
Oh, dear. It seems rude.
No.
Any road, we're looking for somewhere to rent now.
Why?
Well, we can't go on imposing on Alistair and Shula.
Imposing your family?
Well, maybe. But we've got to make the move sometime. And the dogs aren't a happy match.
No.
I went to look at Honeysuckle Cottage yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's quite nice, that new kitchen extension.
And you're seriously considering it?
We've not got many options, Phil. Don't relish having Matt Crawford as a landlord. But we're desperate to stay in the village.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
So I was wondering if we shouldn't offer something.
For the Promises auction?
Yeah. I thought about what.
Do you mind if we pass on this one, Ruth?
Oh, okay.
It just all feels too much at the moment.
Fair enough. Oh, Phil's on his way. He rang.
Oh, good. I'll be glad to get his take on things.
Oh, he'd be hurt if we didn't consult him.
Oh, I don't know. I think he trusts us to get on with the farm these days.
Oh, by the way, I've got some more photos. I meant to say.
Oh, let's see.
I've nearly filled the album now. This is a great one of George and the Mikado.
Oh, yeah. Pish tush. He looks the business, doesn't
Elizabeth he? Elizabeth sent it. Oh, have you seen this one?
Wow. Wonder how old Chris is there.
Peggy reckoned about 15.
She's grinning fit to burst.
Yeah.
Look at that clutch of rosette. She must have swept the board that day.
I think she looks a bit like Alice.
Hmm? I see what you mean. Oh, it's so awful, everything going at once like that. All your possessions.
Oh, thought I'd find you here.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Phil. Do you want a coffee?
Not just now, thanks.
How's Mum?
Baking. I come bearing flapjacks.
George?
Oh, Neil.
I saw you from the house.
Now, just it's an acrid smell, isn't it?
Nasty.
Chris can still taste the smoke in her mouth.
Oh. On your way somewhere?
No, not really. Needed a walk.
Oh, well, nice morning for it.
Chris, well, to be honest, I'm not quite sure what to do with myself. Funny, when you've no base anymore, no home, you don't realise.
No. I don't suppose you... I could do with a hand, actually, in the church.
What with?
Well, I've got to splice one of the bell ropes. Could do with a hand taking it off the wheel. It's an awkward job for one.
Well, what are the options?
Well, number one, expand the dairy herd.
That'll mean a lot more work.
I know, we'd use a contract herdsman.
Oh. Well, how much bigger?
Another 50 or so.
About 170, we reckoned.
Right.
Plus, we'd be going for better performance, especially on margin over purchased feeds.
Which is why we'd want someone really top-notch from one of the agencies.
Right.
He'd be like our own guy, you know? But the agency takes a lot of worry out of it.
Mm. He wouldn't be so hands-on, of course, and that's important.
We'd be doing relief milking.
Yes, that's true.
One day a week plus holidays. We'll have our finger on the pulse, don't we?
You know, we can't go on like this, that's for sure. Knackered and stressed out.
Yeah. So, what's your second option?
Cut right down for the easy life.
And carry on milking yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, we could tick along nicely with fewer cows. Maybe 70 or 80.
It's quite a drastic cut.
Well, it would halt the onslaught of the grey hairs.
It would give us more time with the kids.
And what about Bert?
Well, he could retire if he likes, but he could come in for the odd shift.
Well, I think I'll have to take a back seat myself on this one. I support you both, whatever you decide.
That's just it. We can't decide.
But it's a win-win situation, it seems to me.
Yeah, true. We're also wondering about the ewes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Whether to keep them, you know.
With the annual payment, Is it worth holding on to them?
It's always better having two kinds of stock from the pasture point of view.
I know, but is that a good enough reason to justify keeping them?
Well, as I've said, you need to do something about the dairy herd, but it's sorry not to see sheep at Brookfield. Oh, I'm sounding like my father now.
I noticed on Sunday it was thinning at the garter hole.
Oh, aye, the top always wears out long before the tail end, and Sally.
Yeah.
Oh, heck. You need three hands for this job. Yeah.
Now, if you can just hold this for me.
Yeah, all right.
That's it. Now, a gentle twist to the left, please.
My left?
Mine.
Right.
Oh, that's opened up the strands a bit. It'll be easy to plait this in there.
Fiddly.
To say that again. It'll last a few more years. That's it. Now, next strand.
I can stay and look out for you if you want to check up round the frame to make sure everything's still okay.
Oh, well, thanks, yeah. We must put the notice out as well.
It can be dangerous up there on your own.
Indoor mountaineering. Yes, it was since I've been up, actually. I've so much on at the moment.
How are your plans coming along for the new house?
Oh, we've got the go-ahead. We heard this morning.
Oh, congratulations, Neil. It's very good news. You deserve it.
Thanks.
So, the hard work starts now, does it?
Yeah. It means we can start putting the flesh on the bones and think about the details. Where to put the electric sockets, for one. Susan wants them on every wall.
Ooh, nice to be able to start from scratch. I'll be coming to you for advice.
Yeah.
What about number one?
Oh, it's on the market with Rodway's. We had Roy make us an offer yesterday, funnily enough.
Oh, be perfect for them and the kiddie.
Yeah, unfortunately, we need the full asking price.
Oh, yeah.
When do you reckon they'll be able to start the work on your place?
Oh, we waited to hear. Got to clear up that filthy mess first.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how Chris will cope living back where it happened. Even in a new house. Be difficult for her.
And for you.
We had that beautiful new conservatory put in. We used to love. Well, having breakfast in there. Nay, I'm sorry.
Look, we need to swap ends now. You take this one, so I can do the other half of the splice.
Oh, OK.
Look, it's probably easier if we change places,
right.
Huh? That's it.
You know, we're so grateful to Susan. If we thought that man was still at large...
Oh, I know. It'd keep us awake nights, wondering all the time if he was going to show up, like he did before.
I'm treading the strain of the trial on Chris.
You wish you could protect him, don't you?
Oh, I've just remembered what it was.
Sorry?
In the night, I thought of something else gone in the fire. The cornet.
Oh, George.
I've had it since I was a lad. I won't be able to replace that.
I knew Dad would go sentimental on us over the ewes.
He's got a point about the pasture.
It'll be holidry and the pigs all over again.
That's not fair.
Hey, didn't the Flintstones have a sheep on wheels to cut their lawn?
I don't know.
Well, if they didn't, they should have. Can you pass me a paper towel?
Yeah.
Duck.
Yeah. Pip found some lovely little stickers with horses on for the front of the album. She's dying to show you.
Oh, good. Easy, girl. You know, I felt funny all day about Chris and George renting off Matt Crawford.
Oh.
And they're so vulnerable at the moment.
Mm.
I wouldn't trust him not to put pressure on them to leave if he suddenly wanted it vacant.
They'd have a tenancy agreement.
Yeah, but, you know, he's such a slime ball. I think he's taking advantage.
It's a good location on the green.
Yeah, but I've thought of an even better one.
What?
Woodbine Cottage.
But it's for sale.
Look, we've had no interest since our buyer dropped out. And it's literally next door to the police house.
Might that be too close for comfort?
Well, they've got to come to terms with living there again. And it'd give them time to get used to it.
I suppose.
They can keep an eye on the place while it's being built.
But it's very bare. There's only curtains and carpets in there now.
Well, I'm sure we can all rally around and come up with the basics.
We're not desperate for the cat mill anymore.
No, these subsidy changes have come at a good time.
So will we charge them rent?
Well, sure, they'd want to give us something. And the insurance pays anyway.
You're so clever.
Right.
We'd better ask them if they want to move in then.
Here comes the bride.
So that's one breakfast back for you, Brenda, and a soup for Kathy.
Yes, please. Ta. So, go on about the music.
Well, we can't make up our minds. We know we want the traditional wedding march.
Yeah, a girl's got to have that.
I mean, it's really hard walking so slowly.
Oh, I'd better practice with you, Emma. We've got to go at the same speed.
Yeah, we don't want to overtake her in the aisle.
It's busy. Come over tonight and we'll have a go.
All right.
Is that okay, Kathy?
Well, of course.
Kathy was going to bring me up to date with all the lower Loxley gossip.
Oh, good. We can do a demo for you and you can tell us what we look like.
You're on.
Great. Well, I'd better get this to Frank. About half six at Will's.
Okay.
Nice end of my day
off.
Jamie's having tea at his friend's.
So, did you show that film bloke around the village hall then?
Yes, this morning. He thinks it'll be a great venue.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm the official promoter now. I get a bit miserable watching videos home alone. You don't get the same atmosphere.
Well, you mean all those sweet papers and popcorn?
I've got to raise enough money, though. It's £50 for the film, and they take half the ticket sales on top of that.
Oh, that's a lot.
I really don't think I can offer concessions for OAPs.
Oh, you're kidding. There'll be a riot.
Too bad. There are plenty of them in Lambridge. You can afford it. Look at the car some of them drive. Now, I'll do the maths.
And there's the publicity too, I suppose.
Exactly. It all mounts up. Posters, producing the tickets.
Hey, if it goes well, we could have a regular date. Film on Friday or Monday night at the movies.
We'll see. Kenton's fired up about the refreshments.
Yeah, that was a big part of it at Faircastle, the food.
Well, I thought a few cans and sweets would do, but he's thinking big as usual.
Like what?
Ooh, hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, the lot.
Ooh, sounds fun.
He's on the lookout for a second-hand popcorn maker now. He wants it to be the full-on movie experience.
You haven't said about the most important thing.
What's that?
The film. What is it?
Oh, aha, me hearties. Do you fancy Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, I fancy Johnny Depp.
Show me back your end, Eddie. Yeah, this is... Hey, looks as neat as a row of guards now, these here bales.
Yeah.
I still think it was sly using a pretty woman to catch you out.
I wish you'd stop going on about it, Dad.
Hey, what else they ask you?
I told him what I knew about the meeting, where he'd come from.
Oh, proper statement, he recorded and everything.
I said.
So you'll give him Snatch's name?
Where to?
Yeah, well, seems like they're taking it seriously.
I won't hear nothing back.
Oh, don't you bet on it. Once these pen pushers get their teeth into you, they never let you go. Like terriers, they are.
You're really cheering me up.
Well, they ain't got nothing better to do with their time, you see. Stuck indoors all the time. Keeping the bureaucratic machine ticking over.
Right, let's get the cider press over.
Well, just a moment to catch me breath. Yeah, well, it was the same with me barn here. They tried to take it off me, but hey, who's laughing now, eh?
Yeah, good old David. We'll soon have the place looking ship-shape.
Yeah, well, you're getting the hang of the roof now. It's much neater than your last effort, this one.
Well, I'm not putting it up a third time.
Oh, you won't have to. They can't touch us now. We're home and dry.
I hope so.
I reckon it's to go for a jug of cider tonight, Eddie lad.
You don't reckon it's bad luck, you know, me pretending to be the father of the bride?
Shut up, Will, I'm trying to concentrate.
Your dad's going to have to practice as well.
No, I'm out of step. And this stupid blanket's too heavy, it's slowing me up.
Brenda will think she's following a hearse.
Will!
Sorry.
Don't turn it off.
Okay.
I want to get the feel of my dress dragging.
Why not?
I don't want to look a prat, like I can't control it. I've got to get in and out the car as well.
Oh, you know, I dropped by at the pole barn before.
Is this important?
Yeah. Grandad's offered to take you to church in the trap.
What?
Yeah, with Bart all spruced up, of course.
Well, I'm not getting married from a car, smelling of manure.
Oh.
My dress will get filthy or caught in a wheel. No.
Well, you meant well.
Yeah, I want a big, lush car with posh smelling leather, the works.
Well, it was only an offer.
I'd really like Mr. Woolley's Bentley.
Well, I'd better go round to Keeper's Cottage. I don't want him building up his hopes.
Oh, that'll be Brenda and Cathy.
All right. Well, look, I won't be long.
I've had a bad night or two myself recently.
Oh, yeah, you're looking peaky. Another cup?
Oh, why not? Sid ain't expecting me till seven.
So? Why aren't you sleeping?
Well, Eddie's in a spot of bother.
Oh, look, sorry, Clary. Oh, I don't know, kids. Oh.
Turn that down, Christopher! Now, please!
Oh, dear. I'm used to it at home, Susan.
Oh, I don't know. What were you saying?
Oh, nothing, no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it'll be murder in that caravan.
Unless he gets a taste for Radio 2.
Oh, some hope. Oh, don't tell Neil, but I'm secretly hoping this place won't sell quickly. Hmm? I want to hang on to me creature comforts as long as possible.
Or even living across from the fire. Well, you shouldn't like it.
Oh, I'm coming to terms with that, slowly.
Caravans ain't so bad. At least you know you'll have a place to move into afterwards, which is more than we do.
Yeah. I should count me blessings, really. If we'd gone for the stick frame kit, we might have been stuck in one for 2 years.
That's where you build the frame yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was paying attention.
It's the cheapest way to do it, but...
still comes at a cost. Yeah. We did get cabin fever, now I come to think of it. I mean, I make light of it now, but, yeah, it were hard at the time.
Mm. Oh, I heard something today.
What?
Jill Archer was in the shop. She said Ruth and David have offered the Barfords Woodbine Cottage while their new place is being built.
Oh, now that is good news. Better than a caravan.
Mm. It's helped me feel a bit less guilty. You know, knowing they'll be settled. Still feel so responsible.
You mustn't, Susan. You've carried Clive too long. And you've got so much to look forward to now.
Oh, no. Oh, I was so relieved when we heard back from the planners yesterday.
Well, especially after all that money you've laid out for the application.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been cashed down the drain. Oh, I enjoyed myself dinner time. I had a look round a show home near Darrington.
What, like you, me and Betty did at Grange Spinney?
Yeah, you know, just to get some ideas.
Oh, was it lovely?
Well, the layout was lousy. I mean, it didn't beckon you through the house somehow.
Oh, I'll get you.
Well, I'm the expert now. I could go on the telly. Oh, I don't know, it still feels like a dream.
Well, you've had the nightmare. You deserve the dream.
Nothing can ever prepare you for marriage, especially not a few evening classes.
Oh, we're enjoying them.
Go on, Brenda, what's the next one?
How often do you expect his family will visit?
Well, they're impossible to avoid in Ambridge.
You should try living next door to them. Jo's round all the time.
Oh, I don't mind. Clary's like a second mum to me.
Oh, I'd like to marry into a close family.
Next.
Do you both want children?
We both answered yes to that.
You say that now, but it can be a nightmare juggling job and kids.
Don't try and put her off, Cathy.
Well, I'm only being realistic. When I taught sex education at Borchester Green...
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, some of the girls hadn't a clue what it was like coping with a baby. And if the worst came to the worst and you split up...
Oh, Cathy!
We're not going to split up.
I said if, not when. It's just that it's no picnic being a single parent. Mind you, you've got extended family nearby.
Oh, here's a good one. Who's in charge of the TV remote?
Perhaps there is an upside to being a single parent.
That's easy. Me.
Good girl.
Well, I sometimes let Will have it, but only when there's nothing on I want to watch. Then it makes him feel like he's had his turn.
You're already thinking like a wife.
My dad dogs it in our house. He gets dead grumpy if you take it off him.
And what about the housework, Emma?
Well, we're not living together yet, so it's hard to know how we'll share it out when the time comes.
You want to get a routine going straight away.
Yeah, Will's pretty good.
He keeps this place nice.
Well, he's Caroline's pet tenanny.
You wait till the babies start coming.
The next section's about trust.
Huh.
Well, I trust Will with my life.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's that kind of bloke.
None of them are that kind of bloke. Oh, don't listen to me. I'm just an old cynic.
Well, it's not surprising. You have got 2 failed marriages behind you.
Brenda?
Another glass, will you?
Oh, I should have.
Hey, you're only on your bike. We never sees you.
I suppose. He's dead strong this time, Grandad.
Nectar of the gods. There we go.
Whoa. Yeah, I left Emma and her mates going through the questions for our wedding preparation class.
Wedding preparation? You don't need no preparation to get married.
Your questionnaire, it was like I said before, it's bureaucracy gone mad.
Oh, no, you got hold of the wrong end of the stick there, Grandad. It ain't compulsory.
Oh, it is. Why do it then?
Well, I thought it was daft at first.
You see?
But, you know, it got Emma and me talking, and that's been really good.
Hey, the woman does the talking in a marriage, son, and you do the listening.
Yeah, the quicker he learns that, the better.
Yeah. Well, no, you see, communication's the key.
Go
him. Well, it's got to be better than not discussing
things. A man needs his secrets. Hey, top us up, Dad.
Oh, right there.
What's these questions, then?
Oh, let's see. What expectations do you have about who'll do the housework?
Jaffish. You want us to put your foot down early on that one, something else you'll be under the thumb.
Once you've got the frilly apron on, it's the thin end of the wedge.
Well, me and Em don't think like that. We're a team.
Oh, poor laddie, really believes
you. Oh, go easy on him, Eddie. Yeah, but my Susan and me had a marriage made in heaven. A A man and a woman knew their places in them days.
Yeah, and yours was in the doggett.
It was only when I did a skin fold. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, sorry about Bart and the cart. Emma was very touched.
Yeah, well, no matter. Only I thought she'd make a fine sight up there in all her finery. Bartleby's brass is gleaming.
Here, why don't you take Greg and our William in the trap instead?
Yeah?
What do you reckon, eh? Bridegroom and best man arriving in style.
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah, we'll have to watch a penguin suit.
Oh, look, clean the sheet. Yeah.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding, ding dong, the bell's going to chime. It's going to be a grand day.
The best.
To the groom.
To the groom. Life don't get no sweeter than this. My barn's up. My first grandson's getting married.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait for the wedding breakfast.
Well, there's nothing says we've got to wait till August to have a bash, is it? Let's christen the barn with a few drinks, eh?
Oh, I thought that's what we was doing now.
Oh, no. A proper party. Invite folk like we did before as a way of saying thank you.
And as a way of rubbing certain people's noses in it and all.
Yeah.
I'd be up for that.
You'll have to empty it, though. And you've just spent all day putting everything under cover. You know, the straw bales, cider press, Granny's mango.
Oh, it don't matter. It'll be worth it to show the village the Grundys are back on top.
Lillian's fallen for it.
By indigenous peoples to defy the effects of ageing. Sounds too good to be true.
No, and I thought I'd try and track it down today. Oh, do get down, Ben. Oh, look at my tights. You are a bad cat. Oh.
Hello, Christine.
Lillian.
Of course. Sorry, Lillian.
It's all right, Jack.
She's been on my mind a great deal recently. Oh, is that the post? Oh, it's very late.
No, it's mine. It's recommending a new beauty treatment, Lipoflora.
Oh.
Marine lipids from the Amazonian mussel beds.
What's lipids?
Moisturising fats.
Ugh. Gosh, it's pricey.
Well, the ingredients must be very expensive to extract. I mean, they're only found in one area of Brazil, aren't they?
How have they got your name?
Well, I guess all Mr. Singh's patients received one.
Mr. Singh?
My facial surgeon.
Oh. Maybe Helen stocks it in the shop. It says it's organic.
True.
Lipoflora. Sounds like a margarine.
I wonder if the boys know.
What boys?
Ian and Adam.
Why on earth should they?
Well, gays are always ahead of the trend, Mum. Where they lead, the rest of us follow.
I don't know why you're including Ian.
Well, why do you think?
You're not implying he's... Well...
Of course he is.
What?
Gay.
No. He's not.
No, you're wrong there, Lillian. He stayed with us for 2 months. I'm sure we'd have noticed.
Exactly.
Well, it took me a while, but then he's fairly discreet. They're not exactly Julian and Sandy.
Lillian.
They're the talk of Grey Gables, Mum.
What do you mean?
Cupid shot his little arrow. There are deer.
They can't be.
Have you seen Adam recently? He's like a teenager. Anyway, I must love you and leave you. Got to track down my facelift in a bottle.
Oh, hello. I'm Julian and this is my friend Sandy. Oh, yes. I used to like them.
That was different.
Oh, by the way, we're taking Christine and George to Borchester tomorrow to buy a new bed. They can't move into Woodbine without one.
Oh, no.
Do you want to come, Mum? Matt's driving us.
Oh, no, thank you, dear.
Oh, suit yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could work in the dining room here.
No, or something similar.
No, just the job, that.
Sleek and very contemporary. The chairs are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think they're beach. It's very warm.
Well, no, I like the way it's picked up in the wall panels.
Yeah, some of them in here are so over the top. Let's see, where is it? Oh, here.
Blimey. I'm supposed to sit on that?
I know.
Well, you wouldn't enjoy your grub.
No.
Right, so now we've got the go-ahead from Caroline. I'll get on to some companies.
Well, we need a lighting designer too, Roy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, these chandeliers, I mean...
Oh, OK, yeah. I'll make a few calls today and then fix up some appointments to fit in with you.
Great, thanks. Is there any chink of light in your house in front yet?
No. No, except there was a photo of that house we wanted in the paper today.
Ooh, salt in the wound, eh?
Yeah. On what they call a boomerang. I left home once, now I'm back again.
I'm still not convinced. I mean, we get on so well with Ian.
It's not always obvious.
No.
Two lovely young men in their prime. They'll miss out on having a family.
Yes, I know.
And they'll probably have a very lonely old age.
Like Mr. Pullen.
What?
If it is true, Peggy, there's not much we can do about it. We just have to get used to it.
I'm afraid I never will. And if what Lillian says is true, and they're flaunting their so-called relationship around the hotel, well, I can't pretend I'm happy about it.
That's what he tells me. I don't know.
Oh, Clary. G&T, please.
Oh. Hold on, Lillian. 33.
Now then.
Better make it a large one.
Oh, right. It's like that, is it?
There's an expression, if you can get it, it's not worth having.
Hey?
Still, the search goes on.
You've lost me on the fray.
Oh, I've been chasing around the county this morning looking for a new facial product. Could I find it? Maybe you've heard of it. Hold on. It's in here somewhere.
I expect I will have. I have a tub of cold cream, lasts me the month. That's about it.
State of this bag. It drives you mad, doesn't it? Oh!
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, that's better, that's better. Now, let the dog see the rabbit. Ah, here we are, here we are. You take a look.
Right. Lipoflora. Especially beneficial for women who care about their appearance, honestly. Women who've got time to care.
Well?
Well, what is it, a lipum inflator?
No.
Oh, now look, a quote from Jennifer Aniston. How William likes her. Honestly, Lily, it's not really my kind of thing.
Oh, well. Do you know, I've tried two of the premier spas in the district. I'm going to go into Borchester tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might have some luck in Underwood.
Yeah. Look, keep the change.
Oh, tell very much. Or Ambridge Organics. Then again, you could always try the internet. We've got two computers in there.
Wretched things. I'd never to sit in front of one of them.
Actually, would you mind your bag, Lillian? It's a bit...
Oh, I'm sorry, Clary.
By the way, Eddie and Joe said if I saw you, I was to invite you to their barn warming next Thursday, 6:30.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this?
Oh, so thank you to everyone who's supported us.
Well, I haven't done anything.
No, that's true. But they always feel you're in their corner somehow, you know.
I'm always buying them drinks, you mean.
It's probably more like it.
He just couldn't stay away.
Well, it's been a whole 9 hours. What's a man to do?
Great news about the bar menus.
Oh, yeah, Caroline was dead impressed.
You little star.
I know. Okay, look, I must get back in.
Do you want a drink later? Last orders at the Bull.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and make it for 10.
Yeah, I won't finish in the lambing shed till 9.
Good. That gives you an hour to scrub off the disinfectant.
Cheek. I have to put up with onions, garlic.
No. It's fennel tonight. With a hint of ginger.
Tasty. See you.
Okay. Oh. Peggy?
Ian. Yes.
He's important to me.
Do you want my blessing?
It's not a casual thing.
Oh, please, Ian.
Sorry.
What you do in your own time, well, that's your affair. As far as Grey Gables is concerned, Jack expects discretion from his staff.
I understand.
Especially around the guests.
It's all right, Peggy. I'll not give you any cause for concern.
He's late.
Calm down, darling. It's only 10 past.
Not much drinking time left.
Well, look, you can come back to mine for a nightcap.
I'll see what Ian wants to do. How was the hack?
Oh, it was fantastic. I needed the fresh air after Felpersham. Blaze is a super horse.
Who's he belong to?
Mandy B. She keeps him at Shuler's. Still wondering where to get one myself.
Well, you can take Tolly any time. I don't go out nearly enough these days, to my shame.
Yeah, well, we all know why that is. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Have a look at this. Came this morning.
Let's see.
I've searched high and low today. I thought I'd find it in Felpersham.
Lipoflora. Facelift in a bottle.
I suppose I'll have to get a Brum.
There's some amazing claims made here. No contact number.
Borchester's hopeless.
What was the postmark?
Oh, darling, it's in the bin.
No, sorry, Lillian. I don't know where you can get this.
It's the latest thing, apparently. thought you might have heard it.
Why? I've been stuck in the lambing shed all winter.
Were you coming to the Promises auction tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. Ian's working. You know, he's offered to cook a meal in someone's house on his night off.
Oh, well, that's dedication.
I think he's mad. Still, it's for the lent appeal.
Thought you might want to come and see your favourite auntie, Bigfall.
Sorry?
Brian's offered to pay for someone to have a night out with me.
Brian?
Isn't it a hoot? He's been dying to auction me off for years.
I've missed all this.
Well, you're not taking much in at the minute.
Where are you going? Anywhere exciting?
Oh, it's a mystery. That's a selling point, you see. Should send the bids through the roof. Oh, do come.
Well, I'll see. I might be round at Ian's getting him a meal for when he finishes work.
Mm, talk of the devil.
Is he here?
Oh, sweet.
Hello.
Hi.
Evening, Lillian.
You sit down, darling. Now, what do you want?
It's all right. I can drive.
A lager, then, please.
Draft?
Why not?
What else?
No, I'm fine, please.
Okay. Won't be long.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
Were you held up?
Yeah, I had a shower. I wouldn't want a smell of onions.
Hmm. You haven't quite got rid of the ginger.
Look, Adam, your gran caught us kissing.
What?
You know, when you said goodbye this afternoon, Peggy caught us.
Caught? For heaven's sake, Ian, we're not 6 years old.
Come on, you know what I mean. Well, I just promise we'll be more discreet in the future.
Discreet?
Adam.
Are you ashamed of us or something?
I'm not. No, of course I'm not.
Then why collude with her? It's none of her damn business.
Jack owns the hotel.
Oh, and what? Puffs are bad for business, hmm?
Well, yeah, actually, we can be. You know, not everyone's as liberal thinking as you and me.
Oh, so you include yourself?
Come on, get off your high horse, Adam. You know, when I was economy chef in Belfast, someone refused to eat in the restaurant because of me.
That's appalling.
Yeah, well, I've been careful ever since.
What you mean is you let an ignorant bigot dictate your behaviour. That's exactly what they want.
Look, I can't afford for that to happen again, especially now I'm head chef.
It's called internalised oppression, Ian. You beat yourself up first and save them the trouble.
I care about Jack and Peggy's business. Well, she's under a great deal of strain at the minute, trying to keep an eye on things without him. And if I can help her in any way, I will.
So we tiptoe round her to keep the peace? The invisible men?
Look, it's my business to be professional at work, and Peggy has the right to feel comfortable in the hotel.
Comfortable? Oh, God forbid we should frighten the horses. And don't let's forget safe.
What?
Gran, this is all about you wanting her approval. You don't need it, Ian. It never ends, this trying to please people. Believe me, I've tried. And I'm not prepared to live like that anymore.
You sound so pompous.
I am not crawling back in the closet so everyone can feel comfortable.
That's not what I meant. I just want to be able to live a quiet life here. Well, is that too much to ask?
That's what I want too.
Well, then...
Here we are. One lager. Sorry, I got chatting to Jolene.
Oh. Thanks.
Oh, dear. Trouble in paradise. You two just had your first row.
Who's taking it easy?
Like this one. Oh, yes, it's very comfortable.
Oh, it's far too soft.
But it's the orthopaedic posture deluxe.
I don't care. My back would go in 5 minutes sleeping on this.
Pity.
Ah, who's been sleeping in my bed?
Ah, Lillian, hello.
Is there room for a littler one? I'm worn out. Oh. No, it's all right. I'll just perch here on the end.
Any luck with your,
lipoflora? No, I've traipsed around every beauty consultant, chemist and health shop in Borchester.
Well, what about here?
Oh, no joy. Used to be able to count on Underwood.
There are more important things in life.
Maybe, but my face could do with some extra support today. Had a late night with Ian and Adam. They'd had a tiff, so I took them back home for a nightcap.
Chris had a bad night.
Oh, dear. Well, you'll soon have yourselves a decent mattress. This one's nice and bouncy. Ah!
Oh, do stop doing that.
I'm sorry.
It's too soft.
Well, there are others.
Oh, I'll never find one I like as much as my old one.
Nonsense. They've got the top of the range here. Now, if money's the problem, I'll buy it for you. My tree.
It's not about money.
Chris.
No!
Come back.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset her.
No, I'm sorry, Lillian. It's not you.
You know, George, she's bound to be up and down.
Well, I thought it would lift her spirits, knowing we had Woodbine to move into. Ruth and David would be so kind.
Well, maybe she's tired of having to be so grateful all the time. I would be.
Aye, happen.
I wonder if she needs proper help.
Well, Alan tried to get her to contact victim support, but she wouldn't.
Oh.
She won't talk to me. I don't feel I'm any use to her at all at the moment.
Pirates of the Caribbean? What's that, then? A film version of the Pirates of Penzance?
No, Bert.
Only with us having done the Mikado.
It's a swashbuckling adventure of the high seas, Bert.
No concessions for OAPs. We'll call for a grey boycott.
Hey, look, read down here, the small print.
Eh?
You've got 50p off if you come in costume.
That'll be a laugh.
Good daft. Who wants to get the pictures with an eye patch on? You'd only see half the film.
Well, you'd have to ask Mike about that.
Hey, he's filling up. I think I should start the bidding.
Ooh, I should give it another 5 minutes, Alan. People are still getting drinks.
Okay. Well, thanks to your high-pressure tactics, Bert, we've got more than enough lots for the auction now.
Bert, I'm glad, Vicar. You just have to appeal to folks' better nature.
Mm.
Well, I think I'll take me seat. Good luck.
Well, thanks.
Hi, George.
Evening. Hey, good to see you here.
Are you staying for the auction?
No. I just wanted a word with Alan, if you've got time.
Yes, of course. Oh, right. I'll leave you to it.
What can I do for you, George? Well, I hope you can do something for Chris.
What is it?
She's as taut as a piano wire. I'm scared to open my mouth.
Would you like me to try again?
Please.
Right. I'll come along straight after the auction, if it's not too late.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
Bert can collect the money.
I'm really, really grateful, and it makes no odds if it's late. She's not sleeping anyway.
Thanks, Sid. There you are, Eddie.
Oh, tall, Lillian. That's very decent of you.
Not at all.
Don't! Watch where you're going, mate.
Oh, sorry, Davey.
Nearly had them all over.
No damage done. Oh, we're having a barn warming next Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's a thank you, really. A barbie and a few beers. Will you be our guest of honour?
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Yeah, I'd be delighted.
No, there wouldn't be no barn without you. Oh, and bring your missus at 6:30 at the field.
All right, cheers. So, how did Chris and George get on today? Did they go to bed?
Well, eventually. Chris was really struggling, you know.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, they found a good one, and you could choose the type of mattress you have with it.
Oh, great.
It's thanks to you, David, they've got somewhere to deliver it.
Well, have you got your name on any of the lots?
Well, Matt's going for the round of golf.
Oh, he's here, is he?
He was, in the vicinity. I fancy Ian's offer. Imagine a meal cooked by him in your own kitchen.
Ah, I'm after that as well, for Ruth.
Oh, well, may the best man win.
I saw your house in the Echo yesterday.
Oh, did you?
That's good.
That's just the angle they take it at.
Things must be really moving now with your planning permission through.
Well, we've reached first base.
Soon you'll have an instant house.
Oh, it's not quite that simple. You can have the professionals to do it all for you, but it's a lot more expensive.
I'm sure. So, what, they just dump the kit and leave you to it?
No. They get the foundations in place and put up the basic shell.
Oh, right.
But the rest is up to us.
Brave.
I don't know. I break into a cold sweat sometimes thinking about it. But Neil and Mike are really confident.
Good for them.
I mean, they'll get contractors in for the electrics and that. And Christopher's keen to help.
Is he?
Well, the sooner the house is up, the sooner he gets his big new bedroom.
Oh.
Here's your drink, bub.
Oh, thanks.
Susan?
Oh, no, you're all right, David. I'm sitting with Neil.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Ah. Well, she seems happier.
Yeah. Still, can't be easy.
No. Hey, take a look. 10 o'clock. Not so obvious.
What am I looking at?
Brian and Jennifer, the glums.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would you want to spend a whole evening sitting with Matt Crawford and Lillian?
Not really.
Do you think it's the little chains on his shoes she fell for?
You know he's practically moved into Nightingale while his wife's away.
Yeah, everyone does. Guess what she just asked me at the bar?
What?
Did I know where she could buy Lipoflora?
What's that when it's at home?
It's a bogus beauty product. Pat and Tony targeted her for April Fool's Day. And word's getting out.
Oh,
she's been searching high and low for it, apparently. Tony told me that they'd suffered a ghastly lunch at the hands of her and Matt on Sunday. Ow!
Oh, Ruth!
Lillian!
But before things get underway, I want to give you these photographs.
Oh.
Well, Mum told me you're putting together an album for Chris and George.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, just a few from our riding days and the stables. Oh, and Ralph's and my wedding. Enjoy!
Oh, dear.
Oh, I feel terrible now.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, at last. I told Julie we wouldn't be late.
Order! Can I have your attention, please? The Lentfield Promises auction is about to commence.
Go on, Eddie, don't be so tight.
Go on, Eddie!
Oh, blimey, I'm already up to £7.
Well, that won't break the bank.
£10!
Thank you very much. I am bid £10 from Susan on my right. Come on, Eddie.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should have thought your Clary deserved it, the amount of smelly laundry in your ears.
Don't be mean.
Yeah, higher.
Oh, shut up.
Come on, come on. I'm still with Susan. £10. Just imagine that lovely fresh pile of ironing done by Alice and Amy's fair hands. It's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
Eddie!
Go on, Eddie.
No.
Oh. Shame on you.
Cheapskate.
It's all right for you.
Going once. Going twice. Sold for £10 on my right.
Yay.
Now the next offer is... Oh. A mystery night out.
This is prime.
Accompanied by... Mrs. Bellamy! Generously donated by Brian Aldridge. What am I starting with? Come on now! An evening in Lillian's sparkling company!
Oh, do him a favour and start things off. A fiver!
Thank you, Bert. A good, strong opening bid there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, come on, let's really get things moving. Come on, it's got to be worth more than £5. What am I bid? Eddie! come on, ladies and gentlemen. There's got to be more than £5 on this one, surely.
Let me get you a pint, Alan. You must be thirsty after all that talking.
Well, yeah, but no thanks, David. I need to get off. I'm sorry.
You must have raised a fair amount.
Yeah, I hope so. Bert'll add it up. Anyway, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Shock's worried about the ballroom dancing lessons.
Is he?
He says he's got 2 feet.
Hi.
Oh, Lillian, listen, thanks for dropping out of the bidding for Ian's meal.
Yeah, what a treat.
Well, I can afford to eat at Grey Gables any time.
Is Brian all right? No, he's hacked off about his expensive offer going for such a small amount.
Oh. You know, I think the mistake was to bill it as a mystery night. People in this village have no sense of adventure.
No.
So when are we off on this date then, Mrs. Bellamy?
I have to check my diary, Bert.
Funny, I'd rather it one to Friday, or he likes the gardening programmes. And I don't want to leave Frieda on her own at the weekends. We generally has me indoor balls on a Monday.
I can't promise to work round your social calendar, Bert.
Oh, it's a real swiss mind. What do I want with a night at the casino, especially during Lent, right?
You think it's a swiss? You hardly owe Marsha Reef, darling.
£5. That backfired on me. I only started the bidding to save her face.
He haunts me. And I don't want to fall asleep, because then I dream about him.
Chris, he can't reach you now. He's in police custody. And after the trial, he'll be put away for a very long time.
I'll never feel safe again.
You don't know that. Hopefully, in time, you will.
If he pleads guilty, George is determined to go and see him sent down. He wants to see justice done.
Right. Well, perhaps you should consider going.
I'll have to go if there's a trial. But otherwise, no thanks. It'll bring it all back, just when I want to forget it.
I understand, but if you did go... You'd see him sent down with your own eyes. And, you know, seeing's believing.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll see him for what he is. Just Clive Horobin, a criminal in the dock.
I saw him grow up in the village. He was a skinny little boy, quite shy, really.
There you go, just Clive.
How did he end up like that?
Well, who knows?
He's taken everything from us.
Then don't give him the rest. Fight back.
I feel angry, so angry.
Yes, that's good.
Not when it's murderous.
Don't be afraid of it. Use it, Chris. Don't let him win.
Hasn't he already?
Only if you let him.
Oh, if I could get my hands on him.
There you go. You don't sound cowed now.
Why should I let him win?
Exactly. Use the energy in that anger to move forward.
Oh, I just feel overwhelmed.
I know. But one step at a time, eh?
Calm down, Snatch. Look... I had to give him your name. I had no choice. Besides, it's only red tape. It'll blow over in a few days, you'll see. What? Condemned? You let me sell condemned meat? You've set me up big time. I'd have never gone near it. Oh, no. You're on your own, mate. Well, I'll tell him the truth, of course, that I never knew. Don't you dare threaten me. I'm not going down with you for this, Natch. No way.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.